Again, it's always such a joy. And I just bow to everybody and really celebrate and rejoice that we and so many people around the world, even in very difficult situations, are focused on meditation as a tool, meditation as a way of being, learning what's inside oneself so as to be more and more of the fullness that is usually discovered inside oneself. It's learning to come inside and not only live, constantly stimulated by that which is outside. So thank you for your practice. Thank you for your livingness. Thank you for the application of what you receive here and what you receive by any other sources that suits you and serves you. Thank you. That diligence is its own gift of discipline. It's wonderful to remind ourselves of the many gifts that we give ourselves. So, having said that, we have our four words. Last week, to a certain extent, we highlighted listen and understand. All of them came around to, those two came around to and were included in the moment meditation and the direct experience that we are having, which unto itself, if we are really present to whatever we are experiencing, that is meditation. So we are really listening. We are really, open, wide open, so that deep, deep understanding, not superficial, just connecting of dots and associative mind kind of thing. Yeah, that has its function. It might even have a value, in any particular moment, in any particular situation. Be useful, again, function. But that kind of again, on the surface, connecting of dots, is not really understanding. So to take it into today's meditation, I want to look at the term meditate for a moment and take it apart from, its Latin root. So medi means middle. I think we all know and meditate, adding the end, is a active, it's a verb. So being the middle, it's not about being in the middle, it's being the middle. Well, then we can again contemplate and here use association for its function. And think of synonyms to middle. So you do that for a minute, and I'll do that too. So it's likely that another term people came up with was center. And when we look at and everything else that you came up with, they might have been phrases and even sensations. When we look at the idea of in being the middle, well, now imaginatively and deeply within oneself, be that right now. So everyone had to come inside, right? Everyone immediately went inside. That's not a small thing. Let's be with that. That experience. And as we ab abide, right? Because that's what we're all doing right now, although the word was not said. As we abide, hang out, simply be, the idea of middle, which generated our experience, i.e., coming inside. The idea dissolves, it disappears, it's gone. We just have the experience. And in that, the erasure of idea, concept, etc. The idea and simply being the experience. We are alert. We are relaxed. And if middle no longer, or center no longer is, kind of important. It's not there anymore. It's been erased by doing it and then just resolving it. Well, neither is there either side, right? Because middle usually, the definition of middle is that there are two opposite points, and the middle is the middle. That's the common definition. But here, to quote, without center or periphery, it naturally happened. If it didn't for anybody here this morning, It can. It just needs a little repetition, a little practice. Or maybe, you've got circumstances that, will cause causative and conditioning this morning. So, we can smile with that. We started. You see what we just did? Oh, and we've done it many times. An analysis, we bring an idea forward. We kind of think on that idea. We did, right? What are the synonyms? Use our common mind. Then we took what the common mind came up with, which were ideas, concepts, ideas. And we said, well, okay, let's actually work with that. And so we did. We be the middle was the instruction. We did. And it became an experience. Now, all of that is indicating blatantly the meditation has nothing to do with the cushion. That's a particular type, that's a particular focused, event, so to speak. This is so important. And therefore, why and how we can take it off the cushion, which has been the instruction, to us all, myself foremost, for years now. Because we just did a process which we've done before many times that are clearly declaring meditation isn't about a cushion. It's about what are we doing? How are we being? And the relationship of what are we doing and how are we being? Medi, middle. The middle between the two, the union, the woven of the two. So again, we can smile with them and just sit for a few minutes with that. Think about it, contemplate it, do whatever you want for a few minutes. And I can hear in my mind that some of you are reviewing the process that happened for you. Remember the erasure. It just erased the idea of middle, just evaporated, gone, like it never existed. So every part has its significance, every part has its teaching. Every part has its gift to offer. Start with the common mind. Again, you're back to mind, no mind. Mind is luminous. Start with the common mind and work it. We work it. And the more that we work it, and again, I know I'm preaching to the choir here, I know. Everybody's trying to do that and trying to do that ever more throughout the day. It's so And many of you report back to me, oh yeah, I was doing this and I stopped and I paused and or felt it in my body. Where is it in my body? Whatever's the mechanism, doesn't matter. Different people have different learning styles. And but the thing erased, the idea, the concept, the rigidity, which an idea and concepts are have their rigidity. So it all erased, evaporated, dissolved, gone. Like it never existed. So I want to, let's. Let's be. And again, the union, the woven, inseparable. Let's be. And if you want to review, review, if you want to just sit and be, do that. If it ends up being the undulations, we understand there's an undulation, when you're being, and then some the mind gets bored of nothing it wants to do, go back to the contemplation, review. We breathe in, we breathe out. We take a long, slow, deep breath. Thursday and Saturday will be longer sitting time and far less talking. But the process is, as we know, any moment in any situation. And we unfolded the process so that we understand we are the middle. When we come inside, whatever was the outer circumstance that was producing a thought, a projection, an emotion, a clinging, an aversion, and so forth, a jealousy, whatever. That's not in the inside. It was stimulated, it was an autonomic, it was a associative response to something outside. Even if the outside was a projection of our own mind, like, thinking something about someone or something. So the process is always worthwhile to be with and to experience, because then the experience becomes the teacher. Love you all. Create your day.